Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Well, moving on to our next item, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland has launched its Driving Electric campaign today in Dublin, and they're highlighting how transport accounts for about a third of Ireland's energy requirement and energy-related CO2 emissions, and that electric vehicles offer a more sustainable alternative to the traditional diesel or petrol car. So we want to know how affordable and practical are the electric car options that are on offer at the moment to us. So to discuss, I'm joined by Dara Otuma of Motorhub. Dara, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Andrea.
The launch that took place today, or that's taking place today, Dara, what do you think of the drive to move to more people to electric cars? What's your view on that?
Well, I think it's certainly a good idea and possibly a little bit late. I mean, our first electric vehicle policies such in this country first came out in 2010. They said 20% of fleet would be electric by 2020. Now, we haven't reached those goals. Now they're saying there'll be 20,000 electric vehicles on the cars by 20, or on the roads by 2020. There are only 4,000 today. So we're not there yet. However, the drive is needed, because one thing that they do say very clearly in the press releases on this event, which is at 1 o'clock today, which is effectively electric vehicles is good in terms of getting to sustainable energy. Right now, you have to bear in mind a lot of our energy at the moment does come from fossil fuels.
Okay.
We're very dependent on natural gas, some coal, some hydro, some wind, and it's broken down by peat and things like that as well. But if we get into the electric mindset now, when we do start getting more hydro energy and wind energy and things like that, we will certainly be in a right place. You see, people automatically assume that if you're driving an electric vehicle, you're burning zero CO2. But there is this theory called well to wheel. We also have to bear in mind the electricity that you charge into your car actually burns fossil fuels as well. However, I do think it's a great idea the government's going down this route. I think in terms of the atmosphere, in terms of where the world is going, in terms of car technology and things like that, electric vehicle is very important.
Okay.
However, it does not spell the death yet of petrol and diesel and internal combustion engines.
And what we know. Just interestingly, I know from kind of talking just to people, we actually ran a poll on Twitter today just ahead of this item, and if anyone else actually has any just questions or, you know, issues or concerns or anything that they want to ask Dara, you can contact us 53106. But on Twitter, our poll asked today, as of now, would you buy an electric car? 47% of participants said yes, they would.
Right.
And 53% said no. So just in your own view, Dara, what's the hesitation there?
Okay, we've all heard of range anxiety, and obviously that is a big issue, because very certain, you know, you get X number of kilometres out of your car. Now, depending on how you drive, that X could be lowered. Okay, so take for example Nissan Leaf. They've just released second generation of that car, and it looks a lot better. It gets more miles. On paper, I think it's about 386 kilometres you get from a tank. However, that's on paper. Real world depends on the driver. If you drive an electric vehicle, you have to change how you drive. For example, on the motorway, don't do 120 kilometres an hour, because you're going to burn all of that electricity straight away. So you see the numbers just dipping on a motorway. Whereas if you're driving at 80 kilometres an hour, then you're fine. You're going to get a lot more out of your tank. I think one of the biggest issues for people out there is range anxiety. We all know, for example, a lot of petrol stations now have electric charge points, but you also have to bear in mind that it's going to take you at least 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
To
how long?
Charge in.
40 minutes.
40 minutes, if it's on a fast charge, it can be like half an hour, 40 minutes. Thereabouts, and you get 80% of your battery, right? If you want a full charge overnight at home, you're talking hours. You're talking 4, 5, 6 hours. Okay, now nobody, on the way to Donegal, for example, your own homestead, I do that journey quite a lot. And for me personally, electric vehicle is not the way forward.
Really?
However, for the masses, and there's a lot of people out there with two cars at home, for example, even people with just one car at home who only drive city miles, you are the perfect candidates for an electric vehicle. You're going to save loads of money, and as well as that, you're just going to be able to zip in and out of town in a relatively nice car. But if you want to go to Donegal quite often, like I do, I go at least twice a month to Donegal, and I go to Wexford, you know, at least once or twice a month as well. it's not for me.
Okay, because see, I'm just looking at some of the messages here already today from people, okay? And I know even for myself, I was talking to producer Emma as well, who's also from Donegal, you know, earlier on before we were doing this item. And like for me, I know that it's about, if I leave Dublin, I want to be able to get in the car, possibly, you know, as I do, stop at a petrol station, put in petrol, might take me 5 minutes to do it. And I want to be able to drive straight to my destination. It'll take me 2 hours and 45 minutes. I don't want to have to start worrying about where's the charging point? Is there a charging point? Am I going to get there in time? Is it going to take me 40 minutes to charge the car? And these are the kind of concerns I can see from people already texting in.
And welcome to the world of range anxiety. I have the same problem with my mobile phone. I'd be like, sugar, is this going to be 100% when I get to Donegal? But no, that is the biggest problem, range anxiety. Now, if you have loads of money and you can afford a Tesla, which could be anywhere between, let's say, 100 and 200 grand, yeah, you're going to get 500 kilometres out of that.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to get...
Unless I'm willing to invest that level of money...
Well, no. You see, technology is getting better, right? A few years ago, you would have been lucky to get 180 kilometres out of an electric vehicle. Now, real world is you're lucky to get 240 to, let's say, 280 kilometres out of a charge. Now, that's not bad. That'll get you to Donegal. But when you get to Donegal, you have to think, right, where am I going to charge the car? I think at the moment... Now, I could be wrong, so please correct me if I am. The only charge point I know of in Donegal is actually in Ballyshannon.
Oh, really?
Itself, yeah. It's in the car park by the fire station in Ballyshannon.
There you go. It's my hometown.
That's the only one that I know of. Now, there could be more. Now, if you don't have... Let's say you're going to a friend's house in Donegal. If they don't have a charge point at home, you have to make sure you have a 3-pin charger collecting it to a wall. It could take up to 9 hours for a charge. And it's things like that you have to worry about. But with that said, it's just not for the people who are making the long journeys yet. Technology is getting better. I was talking to Ford today. They launched a hybrid electric vehicle, a version of the Mondeo today. And hybrid's very good as well. But at the launch, they said to me that they're going to have, I think it's a B-Max that's going to be coming out as fully electric. And they reckon that's going to get you 550 kilometres. Now, that's a real world normal car. Now, electric vehicles are naturally more expensive because technology is so much more advanced. But you also have to bear in mind there's SEAI grants out there of up to 5,000 euro, I think, and then you can get a VRT rebate if you have a full electric vehicle of 2,500 euro or something like that.
Okay.
And that lowers the price. So, real world, the car is probably going to cost 30 grand. With the grants, you're going to walk away with 22,500
Okay,
euro
but there is, as
like
you
that.
Mentioned, there's you highlighted what can be, I suppose, some of the deterrents for people who are maybe making, you know, the one-off slightly longer journey. So I get the sense from talking and listening to you, Dara, today that... At the moment, this is probably good value if it's your second car, you're living in an urban or city area and you're kind of zipping about.
Yes, or even close by. Let's say, for example, you live in Laytown, County Meath, and you want to drive into Dublin every day. This could be the car for you, provided you're able to get a charge point in Dublin City. Now, here's one of the other issues. People are still disrespecting the charge points and non-electric vehicles are actually parking there. That should be a complete up, straight out, no, it should not happen. Those people should be towed away straight away and have to pay.
What do you mean they're obstructing it?
I charge in Drumcondra whenever I'm testing an electric vehicle. I get a new car test every week, right? So whenever I'm testing an electric vehicle, because they don't have a home charge point, I bring it out to Drumcondra. I probably managed in the last 5 years to use that charge point once, because there's always been a Toyota Yaris, funnily enough, always a Toyota Yaris non-electric vehicle parked at the charge point, which means I can't actually get to it. So I have to go home, take out my 3-pin adapter, plug it into a wall and start charging.
Just a couple of texts in here. Actually, somebody has come back to you on your charge points in Donegal. Dara, there's at least 12 charge points in County Donegal. Electric cars charge points. There's one in Killybegs on the Shore Road. And a listener says, and Donegal Town, there's several fast chargers in Donegal, not to mention standard chargers as well. So just on that point. Another listener says, I've driven 76,000 kilometres in the past 25 months in a 30 kilowatt Leaf, probably 80% cheaper fuel wise, not to mention other incentives. Another listener is wondering, how much does it cost to charge at a charge point?
The last time I looked at the figures, you're talking about 2 to 3 euro for a full charge, as far as I'm aware. Now, that Leaf owner who just texted in will hopefully text in again and let you know the exact price that he's paying at the moment. But it'll vary depending on how much battery's left in the car. But if you do an overnight charge, you're at the nighttime rate. So it should be very inexpensive.
Okay.
It's certainly worth it. As I said, EV is not for everybody. For a lot of people out there, as I said, if you're doing the right type of mileage, EV is certainly for you.
This deck is wondering, how long do the batteries last before they have to be replaced, and at what cost?
Well, you see, one of the things about the batteries is batteries are made up of parts. So usually if it's a part that goes, it's only that part has to be replaced. So I don't know how long they last. I haven't actually come across an issue myself, but there have been issues. But you're replacing individual parts. So the cost is relatively
expensive.
Low, I would say, in comparison to fixing an entire engine of a car.
Okay, just in terms of there's loads more messages coming in about this. People wondering, the world isn't ready for electric cars yet. Hybrid, yes. Electric, no. Battery technology, simply not there yet. That comes in from John. Mike says, nobody is talking about what's going to happen to motor tax for electric vehicles. At the moment, the huge portion of tax goes to something else than roads. What's going to happen to that money when electric cars will take over?
Well, personally, I'm of the view that electric vehicles at the moment, as an incentive, should not have to pay tax, but they have to pay, I think, if it's fully electric, €120 per annum road tax. That should, in my view, be going back to, I suppose, the expansion of the network. Those fast chargers up in Donegal that were mentioned, the ones that are up there, fast chargers, we need to see more of them in Ireland. As well as that, we do need to see more charge points and possibly, I suppose, more street charging and things like that as well. We do need to see more of that.
Somebody's just wondering, without I suppose a sales pitch, but just in your own experience, Dara, people are wondering, what are the most affordable models? Plenty of them out there, I suppose.
I'm a big fan of the Hyundai Ioniq. I think it's a lovely car. It's saloon and it's actually quite conventional looking. You can get that in hybrid, in plug-in hybrid or in fully electric. As well as that, the Renault Zoe, if you're into super minis, is a very, very good car. And as well as that, the Nissan Leaf. Like, I mean, it's hard to do an interview like this without mentioning Nissan Leaf. Another one out there, if you're into your Volkswagens and into your Golfs, the e-Golf is a fantastic car too.
Okay, plenty of options. I know you have a list of them. If people want to get details on them, presume they can just go to the various different
to the manufacturers themselves. Of course, the SEAI website's very good and our very own motorhub.ie as
And just one more, if you don't mind, just another texter says, I'm a taxi driver, fabulous grants available, especially for us. Would love to change over, but I'm scared of the range. Also, a number of charging, the number of charging points are the issue. The number of texts coming in regarding charging points, I have to say, has completely dominated this discussion today.
Yes, there should be more. There's no doubt about that. My biggest bugbear with charging points is they have to be respected by conventional drivers. Unfortunately, I'm still seeing ICE cars or internal combustion engine cars parking at a charge point. That should never, ever happen. We need to be educated on this. This is, like it or lump it, part of our future. As technology gets better, there's going to be less and less diesel and petrol. I'm not saying that day has come yet, but when technology gets better, and it will, there's no question about it, we're going to see a hell of a lot more EVs on the road.
Okay, listen, Dara O'Tooma, thanks very much for joining us. That's, of course, Dara O'Tooma there of Motorhub, joining us on the government's launch today of the electric car campaign taking place this afternoon in Dublin.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.